Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, December 5th. First, our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highway 21 is closed from Port Elgin to Amberley. Visibility is poor in that area. Highways and county roads can be slippery at times throughout Grey Bruce. Visibility is listed as fair from Owen Sound to Southampton. A snow squall warning continues for northern Grey and southern Bruce counties. Conditions can worsen suddenly in heavy and blowing snow. The Bruce Grey Owen Sound Progressive Conservative Riding Association has confirmed three candidates for next month's nomination meeting. A notice posted on the Riding Association's webpage confirms current Owen Sound councillor Brock Hamley, former West Grey Mayor Christine Robinson, and former Meaford councillor Paul Vickers as candidates vying for the party nomination in the riding. Current Bruce Grey Owen Sound Progressive Conservative MPP Rick Byers announced in September he will not seek re-election for another term. Members of the local PC Riding Association will choose their next candidate at a meeting in Owen Sound at the Bayshore Community Center on January 18th. It is possible more candidates could join Hamley, Robinson, and Vickers in seeking the Progressive Conservative nomination in the riding ahead of next month's meeting. Saugeen Shores Mayor Luke Charbonneau has been acclaimed as the new warden for Bruce County. He was appointed to the role after being the only nomination received for the position.
Bruce County stands poised to be at the very heart of Ontario's prosperity over the remaining years of the 21st century.
A county warden is the head of county council. They represent the county alongside staff and other members at conferences, and they chair council meetings. The term is for 1 year. This is Charbonneau's first time as Bruce County warden. Grey Highlands is cancelling a project to build a new children's park at the former Maxwell Ball Diamond. Council approved cancelling the project, returning donated funds, and uncommitting the municipal contribution of over $56,000. Staff say one of the donors to the project requested their funds be returned, as the project was not progressing and the group leading it no longer wishes to proceed. Councillor Paul Allen recommended they cancel the project.
If there's somebody else that wants to come forward, then they can put together a package, come to council, and make a request. I think that money could be used in other places.
Today marks 3 weeks since Canada Post workers went on strike. Now the Crown Corporation says it's reviewing new counterproposals sent to it by the union. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers issued a statement last night with those counterproposals to the government-appointed mediator. More than 55,000 postal workers have been picketing for better working wages and conditions. Food prices are set to rise 3 to 5% next year. A new report put together by researchers at Dalhousie University and the universities of Guelph, Saskatchewan, and British Columbia says the jump will cost a family of four an additional $800 compared to a year ago. Meat prices specifically could rise between 4 and 6% in 2025. In sports, 9 games in the NHL tonight. Montreal, Ottawa, Winnipeg, Calgary, and Edmonton have games. The Toronto Maple Leafs are off until tomorrow. They take on the Washington Capitals. The Leafs have won 3 straight. More hockey, 3 games in the OHL. The Owen Sound Attack play their next game tomorrow on the road against the Guelph Storm. You can hear that game live on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. The Meaford Knights are due to host the Bradford Rattlers at 7:30 tonight. The moniker for Toronto's new WNBA team has been unveiled. They'll be known as Toronto Tempo and will join the league in 2026. In the NBA tonight, the Raptors play at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers go against the Detroit Lions in the Thursday Nighter. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Snow squall warnings continue for northern Grey and southern Bruce. We could get up to 25 more centimeters. Breezy, a low of -7, the wind chill -15. A risk of snow squalls tomorrow. Windy, a high of -1, the wind chill -14 in the morning. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.